Moving on with the news now, over 60% of the people in the world's largest oil producer and exporter, Saudi Arabia, live below the poverty line. That's according to Saudi activists. But official figures say only 22% of Saudis live below the poverty line. Activists say the kingdom's annual revenues amount to 1,500 billion Saudi riyals, while each citizen receives only 1,500 riyals each month. Saudi activists are urging the government to create better living conditions for its citizens. Zayd Al-Issa is a Middle East expert joining us now live from London to share his thoughts with us on this. Mr. Issa, of course, this is not the first time that we're hearing about the poverty conditions in Saudi Arabia and people living there. But what do you think about this latest figure, 60% of the people there living below the poverty line?
Well, these figures are not actually surprising. They simply reinforce previous figures. They are absolutely shocking, and they are totally unbelievable. In one of the richest countries of the world, where basically oil revenues are simply being used to line up the pockets of the royal family and those who are in support of it, and actually to offer huge amounts of support and money to the hardline, radical and extremist religious establishment to actually propagate its message of justifying and supporting the royal family, and also providing them with religious justification and religious legitimacy. The money is not being spent to actually build infrastructure in the country, which has been crumbling, and we've seen that clearly in Jeddah, which have been submerged underwater because of the inability of the sewage system to operate. And we've seen widespread unemployment in the country, rampant corruption, and on top of that, there is absolutely no freedoms, there are no rights, the basic rights are denied to the people. And we've seen in the richest area in the world, which is the eastern province, which is the oil-rich part of the country, the overwhelming majority of the people are subjected to indiscriminate and intolerable discrimination and also unbearable abuse. They are denied any rights. There are no jobs there. The housing is crumbling, and they're not even allowed to join government institutions or take up any respectable jobs. So there is poverty, and we've seen that the only option and the only method that the country or the regime is good at is actually to brutally, ruthlessly, and savagely crack down on people who are simply demanding their basic rights. There is no reform, and with the main obstacle, as the regime portrays it, that is Naif gone and out of the picture. He was portrayed as an insurmountable obstacle to reform gone. The regime had a chance to put its money where its mouth is and to carry out its reforms and to actually live up to the expectations of the people, and they simply opted out to carry out more a brutal, ruthless crackdown against the people in those
Mr.
areas.
Issa, and referring to the protests now, of course, the issue of poverty is coming on top of what's been described, as you say, a crackdown on the protests that have been ongoing in Saudi Arabia for months on end now. And basically, we did hear the Saudi king saying that he's going to give handouts to the people, that he's going to try and give those people who have economic demands, and those are some of the major demands that people are making, some kind of reform. But what are those reforms going to be about? Are they about structural reforms, or are they just going to be about giving handouts to the people? Is that going to work?
Well, mainly one of the principal things that the king has done since he came back last year is actually to announce that there will be handouts, and this money is simply the people's money being given to them after being denied any major reform or any reconstruction in the country. Now, the other thing was he has warned against any peaceful protest, threatening the people with dire reprisals. And the Interior Ministry have announced that any peaceful protest is going to be considered as acts of terrorism. And we've seen that the religious institution moved very swiftly to issue fatwas to back up the threats of the king, and also to announce that those people who carry out or go out on peaceful protest are simply non-Muslims and they are defying Islam itself. This did not deter the people. We've seen that the protests have intensified, they have escalated, and they have reached even areas which have been considered to be the regime's heartland. Because, as I said, that the perfect excuse that Naif has offered, and he has been used as a scapegoat, although he's a hardliner and he has been described as the insurmountable hurdle to reform, have actually exposed that the whole regime is completely incapable of reform and is steadfastly determined to carry out with its brutal crackdown against those who are protesting, demanding simply their basic rights.
Mr. Zaid Al-Issa, Middle East expert, joining us there live from London. Thank you very much.